I thought this session we could carry on with some metta practice, kind of metta to beings that we've been exploring. And an area that I find quite fun to play with, hopefully you'll also find it enjoyable, is extending where the metta normally goes to. So we're always doing that towards the end of the practice, kind of radiating it all in all directions, and that's also fun for me. I like that bit. but this relates a little bit to what Zohar was just kind of touching on in the talk and the meditation about this Vedana quality. You know, some things feel pleasant to us, some things feel unpleasant to us, and then there's everything else, which makes up most of it, is stuff that we haven't really got much of an opinion about. You know, we're not really that interested in, or we're not really that worried about, or seeking to get, you know, everything else. So an example would be breathing. Like, as meditation practitioners, we're thinking quite a lot about breathing, but most people in their day-to-day life, maybe they don't really think about inhalation. Fantastic. Another one. Yeah. But if you were to have those taken away from you, you'd say, no, they're really nice. I really want to be able to breathe, yeah. And so we kind of overlook those things, and then when we pay attention to them, we realize they're actually really, really lovely. So a similar thing with metta is we have our friends, and we also have our foes, our enemies, people who are challenging for us, yeah. And hopefully the friends outnumber the foes, yeah. We have those good connections. But what we notice is what's nice about having friends is actually that feeling of metta, of love, of appreciation, of enjoyment, all of that. Yeah. So what if we made friends? We made friends with all of the rest of them. Yeah. And we don't worry too much about the foes at this moment. There's stuff we can do there, but no, let's not worry about. But all of the overlooked people, all of the beings that we haven't really made a connection of friendship with. So I think that sounds like fun. I find it a fun way of doing our practice. So we'll start off as we've done before, cultivate a sense of metta towards any being we feel any kind of ease of connection to find that metta with. Yeah. Any being. Right? Doesn't have to be a human being. Doesn't have to be someone you know. Right? Break the boundary of whatever that means in any other way. Yeah? Any being you feel that connection with, and it would be enjoyable to wish to be well. Now, I'll suggest in the phrases that I like to use again, but really feel free to adapt them, skip one, you know, add in another, whatever. And we'll spend a little bit of time first just getting comfortable, yeah, getting easeful, and then we'll bring this being to mind. We'll practice with that, and then we'll connect with another being that we don't normally think of as. It's within that realm of friendship. Okay. A few minutes arriving, settling, a sense of kindness towards body, heart, mind, soothing, practicing presence and sensitivity. Be releasing anything you don't need to be holding on to for now. Letting that go as much as you can. as if we're tidying up before a friend arrives. I don't even think about that. And to hold on to that for now. Allowing the softness to come around any tension in the body, in the face. And the lightness come into the open hand, open palm of attention. When we feel ready, open the attention to invite in a sense of a being that's relatively dear to us. Many come, so it's easier just to choose one, but if you have more than one, that's also okay. Usually easier. Just choose one being, you can always come round to the other being later. However it unfolds. It's a little tricky to find a being. You can also imagine beings, and beings you don't know personally. Extend through the animal kingdom. We'll just begin a few moments of feeling how it is to breathe with, to listen alongside. Welcoming in this being into your sense of consciousness, being a sense of them in the heart. Mind's eye, however you recall them. Breathing, listening with them. Feeling how it is to open your consciousness to this being. Feeling the metta in this. The generosity, the kindness. Giving your whole attention, your sensitivity. This is already metta practice. Already goodwill, friendliness, kindness. I'll guide this the way I like to do it. This doesn't mean it's the best way for you. Your way is the best way for you. Feel free to adapt it. I like beings to feel safe. And you feel safe. In your body, heart, mind. May you feel safe. I like to recall for myself safety feel like, or what might it feel like? A feeling of letting your guard down, not being defensive, not being afraid. I like the word safe, fill up with that meaning, that felt sense. Safe. So you explore your own word, or how frequently to say it, or not to use words if you prefer. Safe from harm, free from fear. And may you be well. Healthy in the mind, agile in the mind, healthy in the body. So well as in well nourished, resourced. How that might feel in this body heart time. And then that meaning, fill the word well. And feel the preciousness and give it away. And be well. Be well. peaceful. Maybe peaceful. A world of peace. With a peaceful heart. Direct the attention towards what that might feel like. My own being. Once it feels present, giving it away. May you be at ease with all things. Breathe. And taking a moment to add in any phrase that you'd like to offer, or returning to one of the earlier ones that was opening things that was interesting for you, meaningful for you. spending a moment feeling how it feels. Tune into these beautiful qualities and radiate them through us. Another being or to yourself, if you're pushing back down to yourself. And how they also land within us as we feel them, as we radiate them. It's a practice that brings more metta to us in a certain way. The nearest quality to us is the way that we're relating to the world. So it'd be no loss to us to invite a being that isn't knowingly a friend, a being we feel a connection of kindness towards already. Maybe there's someone in your neighborhood at home. Maybe they drive some transport or work in a shop that you frequent, go to. I could imagine someone who walks their dog past where I live. Not someone I really know, but someone worthy of my kindness and care, for whom it would be no loss to me if they were safe and well. So the image might be more vague, the resonance might be faint. See if we can invite this being into the heart, mind, consciousness as much as we can. Breathing together easefully, listening to life for a moment. Exploring this practice like we're experimenting. Something to get right, something to learn about as we do it. No loss to me, this being felt safe. May you be safe. I invite you to feel in again. What does that mean? Feel open, feel free from fear. Let your guard down. Safe. Use the phrases as often as you need to. If the image of them is relatively vague, it might be helpful. leave you well. Well, as healthy and bright, so deeply nourished, content. May you be peaceful. May your relations with others be peaceful and treated peacefully. May you have peace in your heart, mind, and body. May you be free, at ease with all things. Now, again, using the phrase that you added in last time. Or returning to that phrase that was meaningful to you. Wherever you practice in that way. And noticing again, how does it feel in your body, heart, mind? Tune in and gift these beautiful qualities. Someone you don't know so well. You release them from consciousness. Notice how that feels. Let them return to the family of all things. Metta is referred to as a boundless quality, boundless in how it can express, boundless in where it can go, boundless in how it can be conceived or felt. You could imagine a sense of metta pouring through us, filling the whole of our being. With goodwill, it could be radiated to all beings, known and unknown, near and far. Might be filling and overflowing if we attend to those beings nearby. In front, behind, beside. May you be safe. May you be well. please? Or ready, perhaps it's expanding beyond that circle into the ground, through the walls, into the sky, and across the lawns, woodlands, fields, roads, down. The tiniest insect to the largest mammals, the coast and into the sea, without hesitation, deep into the ocean, across lands to the highest mountains and the deepest valleys and canyons. And all beings awake or asleep. Known or unknown. Troubled or at ease. Feel safe and well. Peaceful and at ease. May all beings everywhere be free. May this whole living planet be free.